Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, July 6th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down a penny and a quarter, closing at 402 and three quarters. November beans up a nickel, closing at 999 and a quarter. We did crack $10 briefly here today. December wheat down 18 and three quarter cents at 561 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat closed down 50 cents near its lows. Minneapolis was down 23 cents. We really haven't changed the weather forecast that I've seen out here. We had the big drop in spring wheat ratings yesterday, and Minneapolis just really couldn't do anything with it. I guess the market's overbought. Some of the longs have gotten into this thing and maybe in over their head. But I don't see that anything's really changed out here. Obviously, the Minneapolis wheat dragged down the wheat, both in Chicago and Kansas City. Funds are long, so it doesn't really surprise me there. The corn market, we opened sharply lower, about 6-7 lower. Came back to only close a penny and a quarter lower. The beans opened up better part of 8-10 lower. Rallied to close higher on the day. I think we mentioned this morning, good bull markets, open lower, close higher. The beans were able to do that today. Corn just missed by a penny and a quarter, but right near its highs, so I thought that was pretty good action. So again, the weather forecasts really haven't changed. We've got the funds still short corn and beans. I think we can move this market higher yet. If we come in Sunday night and there's really no change in the forecast, I'd imagine beans will gap open higher along with the corn. Now, I think we still have to keep in mind that we got plenty of grain around the world. We're not running out of grain anytime soon out here. But the heat, some of the forecasts over the last 24 hours, it put in some dryness and heat in the Midwest for the last 2 weeks of July. Obviously, that's critical for pollination. So, I think we could see corn firm up a little bit here. I think we just needed kind of a little day of rest fighting off the lower wheat prices. The dollar was lower, down 46 ticks, which is helpful. Crude oil was up a little bit. That was a little bit helpful. So we're seeing a little bit of a mixed bag here. But, I still think tomorrow we're going to come in. Guys aren't going to want to be short over the weekend if the forecasts haven't changed. So really good close in the bean complex. Not too bad considering where we were in the corn. And the wheat, it led the way up. It'll lead the wheat way down. But I thought it really wasn't as bad as it could have been out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.